DED, Dead, written by Geoffrey McGeachin and read by Peter Hosking. It was the fourth message that froze my blood. Meet me at the Vienna in the Bay around 10 tomorrow morning. The table's booked in your name. It's important. It was my voice. No question about it. But it was a call I'd never made. I really didn't have time to even try to figure this one out as the first bullet came through the open window and struck the player. The cassette ejected neatly and I grabbed it as a second bullet ploughed through the coffee cup stacked on top of the espresso machine. No big bangs audible, so the weapon was obviously silenced. The two actors were looking shocked and I hoped they were soaking it all up as a sense memory they could use at their next audition. As for me, I decided it was time to exit Soggy Tog speedily, stage left. I went out the rear door and sprinted up the concrete stairs that led past the toilet and back to Campbell Parade. There was a squeal of tyres behind me on the promenade and the roar of an engine pushing full revs. I was racing for the top, hoping to beat them to the roadway, but it wasn't to be. A little man with a very big gun was already waiting for me on the corner. He smiled, apparently pleased to see me and probably very happy that it was going to be such an easy shot. Since I'd had to clear security at the airport, my SAW 9mm was safely locked up in the armoury back in Melbourne. These days you couldn't talk your way through anything at the airport. I knew I wouldn't be able to get to him before he pulled the trigger, but he coughed suddenly and seemed to drop sideways at the same time. The pistol dropped from his hand as he slammed hard against the wooden fence. There was a confused look on his face and a dark stain marked the palings as he slid slowly to the ground, slumping in a limp heap. "Move it or lose it!" a voice yelled. As I sprinted towards the red Ford Mustang with its open passenger door, I bent to scoop up the shooter's fallen pistol. Before I'd fully closed the door, the big V8 engine had us hurtling down the parade and heading towards the city up Bondi Road. I looked over at my chauffeur. She was driving very fast and very confidently and watching all the mirrors carefully. "Nice wheels," I said. She nodded. "67 GTA with the Holley carbs. Not crazy about the steering wheel being on this side, though." The seat I was sitting in seemed strangely uncomfortable. Reaching down, my hand found a silenced Browning high-power semi-automatic. The pistol was warm. "When I saw you on the tram, I reckoned you knew how to handle a gun," I said. Her slate-grey eyes flicked off the mirror with the hint of a smile. Of course, sniper's eyes. No wonder she could bloody shoot.